1. O Prophet, Arabic Sad, Arabic Lam, Arabic Alif, Maksur, Arabic Alif, Arabic Lam, Arabic Lam, Arabic Ha, Arabic A, Arabic Lam, Arabic Ye, Arabic Ha, Arabic Wa, Arabic C, Arabic Lam, Arabic Meme. When you divorce women, divorce them at their either prescribed periods, and count accurately their either periods. 1. And fear Allah your Lord, O Muslims, and turn them not out of their husbands' homes, nor shall they themselves leave, except in case they are guilty of some open illegal sexual intercourse. And those are the set limits of Allah. And whosoever transgresses the set limits of Allah, then indeed he has wronged himself. You, the one who divorces his wife, know not it may be that Allah will afterward bring some new thing to pass, i.e. to return her back to you, if that was the first or second divorce. 2. Then when they are about to attain their term appointed, either take them back in a good manner, or part with them in a good manner, and take as witness two just persons from among you, Muslims, and establish the testimony for Allah. That will be an admonition given to him who believes in Allah and the last day. And whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, he will make a way for him to get out from every difficulty. 3. And he will provide him from sources he never could imagine. And whosoever puts his trust in Allah, then he will suffice him. Verily, Allah will accomplish his purpose. Indeed, Allah has set a measure for all things. 4. And those of your women as have passed the age of monthly courses, for them the either prescribed period, if you have doubt about their periods, is 3 months, and for those who have no courses, i.e. they are still immature, their either prescribed period is 3 months likewise, except in case of death, 2. And for those who are pregnant, whether they are divorced or their husbands are dead, their either prescribed period is until they lay down their burden. And whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, he will make his matter easy for him. 5. That is the command of Allah, which he has sent down to you. And whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, he will expiate from him his sins, and will enlarge his reward. 6. Lodge them, the divorced women, where you dwell, according to your means, and do not harm them so as to straiten them, that they be obliged to leave your house. And if they are pregnant, then spend on them till they lay down their burden. Then if they give suck to the children for you, give them their due payment, and let each of you accept the advice of the other in a just way. But if you make difficulties for one another, then some other woman may give suck for him, the father of the child. 7. Let the rich man spend according to his means, and the man, whose resources are restricted, let him spend according to what Allah has given him. Allah puts no burden on any person beyond what he has given him. Allah will grant after hardship, ease. 8. And many a town, population, revolted against the command of its Lord and his messengers, and we called it to a severe account, i.e. torment in this worldly life, and we shall punish it with a horrible torment in hell in the hereafter. 9. So it tasted the evil result of its affair, disbelief, and the consequence of its affair, disbelief, was loss, destruction in this life, and an eternal punishment in the hereafter. 10. Allah has prepared for them a severe torment. So fear Allah, and keep your duty to him, O men of understanding, who have believed. Allah has indeed sent down to you a reminder, this Quran. 11. And has also sent to you, a messenger, Muhammad, Arabic Sad, Arabic Lam, Arabic Alif, Maksur, Arabic Alif, Arabic Lam, Arabic Lam, Arabic Ha, Arabic A, Arabic Lam, Arabic Ye, Arabic Ha, Arabic Wa, Arabic C, Arabic Lam, Arabic Meme, who recites to you the verses of Allah, the Quran, containing clear explanations, that he may take out those who believe and do righteous good deeds, from the darkness of polytheism and disbelief, to the light of Islamic monotheism. And whosoever believes in Allah and performs righteous good deeds, he will admit him into gardens under which rivers flow, paradise, to dwell therein forever. Allah has indeed granted for him an excellent provision. 12. It is Allah who has created 7 heavens, and of the earth the like thereof, i.e. 7. His command descends between them, heavens, and earth, that you may know that Allah has power over all things, and that Allah surrounds all things in his knowledge.